Welcome to IIFX Fan-Centric Podcast Series. Today, we're going to focus in on technology. And our guest today is Sylvester Cervantes. He is Director of Venue Security for Monumental Sports and Entertainment. Welcome, Sylvester.
Thank you. Again, my name is Sylvester Cervantes, Director of Venue Security here at Monumental Sports and Entertainment, which encompasses Capital One Arena, the Washington Capitals, the Wizards, the Mystics, Go-Go, and we also recently opened up a brand new esports venue as well. So my role here is to make sure that we have technology that integrates well and we can leverage to keep our fans and our guests of our venue safe.
You have a monumental job, Sylvester, there's no doubt about it. And particularly you're in the capital city as well, as you know. Well, you know, we get a lot of requests here at the Institute about security, you know, when they're renovating buildings, new buildings, gaps have been missing in the security area. So what should people like yourself consider when implementing a venue security solution?
I think probably one of the most important things when you're looking at a new venue is thinking, you know, during the design process on how, you know, your technology is going to be leveraged, what your goals are, you know, what different aspects you're going to use to leverage, what people you need to train on that. You know, we have to think about that when we're looking at different projects and trying to, you know, put on the thinking cap of the end user. You know, one of the things we want to stress are what our goals are, how we can, you know, design different solutions to meet those goals. You know, I mentioned training is a huge component. You could have all the tools in the world and all the technology in the world, but if you don't have people that are trained to use it, it's not going to be an effective security measure. You know, so we really try to think of the end user, whether that's, you know, a security manager, whether that's a dispatcher, whether that's an SPO, all people who need to be able to leverage those tools and technologies to help aid in the common goal.
Right. You know, I know that you selected the Genetec solution. What Genetec solutions do you currently use for your venue security?
Right. So we do use Genetec, and, you know, we have, I think it's somewhere around 350 cameras at our facility, probably around 75 to 100 different card readers. We are, you know, constantly trying to think about how best we can improve. I'd say we are supported by a very great ownership group that, for the most part, if there's an ask for a security tool or security measure, we have to justify it. But more times than not, the answer is yes. You know, we're looking at, you know, we have currently four different facilities that my goal is to try to integrate those. We have Capital One Arena. We have mentioned an esports venue that we just recently opened up. We've got new office space right next door. And we also have our Wizards and Mystics practice complex offsite. And we wanted to make sure that those different entities were integrated so that one single badge that works at the arena can also work at the practice facility, can also work at the office building. And, you know, part of my job is to try to have that forethought, that foresight, to make sure that that technology works and it's seamless and integrated. We you know, heavily rely on Genetec for that. You know, we work with a great integrator in Siemens who is kind of at the forefront of turning our eyes towards different technologies that might be out there. You know, We've worked with them for a pretty long time, so they know our system pretty well. And, you know, we meet with them on a bi-weekly basis to kind of talk about different projects that we've got and different tools that they might have that can help us meet those goals and objectives.
Yeah, very well done.
I think another thing, you know, whenever we're looking at new technology, probably one of the first questions I ask is, does it integrate with Genetec? Whether that's a new visitor management system, whether that's like a facial authentication system, you know, we want to make sure that we're not having two and three different systems that people have to log into to get the information they need. We want to use Genetec as that main one platform that all that building information is funneled through.
So you're indicating to us that you're using the unified security approach, right, to your system. And that includes all your things like access control, right, and this video surveillance. What else does it and get you all integrated with?
Right. So, you know, we had an issue with water getting into an area where it wasn't supposed to. So one of the things we worked with our integrator is to see what types of water alarms that we can have that would tie into Genetec. So then it pops up on the dashboard with our dispatcher and they can communicate with, you know, facilities departments if need be. You know, so like I said, it really is, you know, if there's a solution out there, we want to make it as easy as possible for the people to get that information and to pass it on. We have, you know, perimeter doors, and we were able to work with, you know, our Siemens reps to tie that into kind of like an intrusion alarm. So if those doors are armed and somebody yanks on a door that's not supposed to, you know, that pops up to a dispatcher so that they can dispatch an officer to help investigate it. You know, we've got a parking garage underneath our venue. And, you know, we've got a project coming up this year. We're looking at, you know, new cameras for our to get better view of the bowl. But we also will be looking at things like license plate recognition for vehicles being able to come inside the garage. You know, if we can look to integrate that with our, you know, into Siemens, you know, we can potentially look at issues where, you know, if our owner's coming into the garage or somebody who's a, you know, some of our players, you know, we can get that gate up and, you know, don't necessarily have to rely on that, you know, the gate person being able to recognize them, get that gate open. We can kind of integrate that and it keeps everybody, you know, much happier, keeps us out of the middle of things. And, you know, it really allows us to do our job.
I know that you indicated to me earlier too, that communications is so important to you, particularly in the capital city with other agencies outside, you know, your confines of what you do. So how does that all work with your approach?
So we have our local law enforcement here is Metropolitan Police Department. Right. And, you know, where we are in D.C., if there's something that happens outside the arena that becomes part of an active law enforcement investigation, we are signed up to Genetec clearance. And, you know, whoever the case detective gets assigned to that can reach out to me, can reach out to one of my other partners here, and we can export that video and upload it directly into their server so that they can see it because they use Genetec as well. And it really helps. We don't have to, you know, transport thumb drives, have them stop down to pick it up. They can request just the cameras they need during the times they need. We can pull that very quickly and dump it into their Genetec system so that they can view it as well. And everything is logged and, you know, it's watermarked with what they need for evidence preservation if it goes to court. So, you know, it really is a seamless, you know, gone are the days where we've got to export something, make sure they've got the right player, you know, work with them on how to access it. It really happens very seamlessly.
What about analytics, the value the platform brings to you for analytics? How's that go?
So we are with our camera project this year, we want to lean a little bit more into analytics. You know, there's a number of different analytics that, you know, that are out there right now. Some of them are useful for us. Some of them aren't, especially when you look at, you know, the building. We have so many different modes of operation, whether it's quiet hours at night when nobody's supposed to be or very few people are in the building. Which actually doesn't happen all that much with 200 or so events. We're the third busiest arena behind, I believe it's the Garden and Staples Center. But on days where we do have a dark night, you know, there's, for the most part, you know, it's maybe a couple of facility folks and our SPOs, our security officers that are here after hours. But, you know, you go from dark hours to when there's an event. And, you know, we've got people everywhere, we've got people working to try to, you know, to build stages, to put courts down, to, you know, to get the ice prepared. So we're, I'd say probably the analytics that work best for us are, you know, recognizing things that we might dispatch an officer for. So if there is, you know, if there's a fight or if somebody's laying down and they, you know, that they shouldn't, being able to get that information to a decision maker so we can either dispatch officers, dispatch aid to kind of help get that person what they need. So that's one approach. I know there's been a lot with respect to facial recognition. I see the benefit of that. You know, we've definitely had instances where we might have, you know, ejected somebody out of the arena, and, you know, we can lean into that technology to kind of help determine if they're trying to go into a different entrance, whether they're going out once, you know, they get ejected one entrance and try to come back in another one. So I think those are tools that we're really looking at and want to make sure that, you know, if we leverage it, we leverage it properly. We're not putting ourselves again in a thicket where, you know, I know there's a lot of laws that are coming out now around that. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we do it right so that we don't find ourselves on the wrong side of, you know, public opinion.
Yeah. You know, I know that you use the Security Center's plan map when you're planning out. So tell the audience a little bit more about the plan map.
Sure. We use our mapping feature, you know, for a lot of our new SPOs and our new dispatchers. If they're not all that familiar with the building yet, knowing where all our cameras are, they can use that to easily navigate to, you know, cameras that they might need to investigate an incident, or, you know, finding where, you know, card readers might lie on, you know, using that to pinpoint where they might lie on a map and being able to remotely unsecure it or secure it. You know, it really helps with being able to, you know, just help facilitate, you know, how we interact with the building. Like I said, we with 350 cameras, knowing where each one is, you know, if you don't know the name of it, you really got to rely on that mapping feature to kind of pinpoint where it is within the venue.
Yeah. What do you, you know, with all your experience, Sylvester, what are some of the challenges that we're going to face the next couple of years? What do you think?
I think as stadiums and arenas get bigger and better, they're always looking for new premium areas, premium space. You know, a lot of that is driven by corporate dollars, but, you know, you might have, you know, if we have an event, 18,000 people, you know, 17,000 or 16,000 are seated in regular seats. So yep. I don't think we can lose sight of, you know, the higher end clientele with, you know, our average, you know, our guests that come in, you know, just want to come check out an event, the game, come in, come out. I think as, you know, probably one of the bigger ones is frictionless screening. You know, I remember gone are the days where you would just have a simple bag check coming to an arena. Now we've got, it went through walkthrough magnetometers, and now the new, you know, what we're people are leading into is frictionless screening, where you don't have to take out your keys or your cell phone. And getting that dialed in for the events that we use is important. For, you know, we got Caps, Wizards, and we have concerts, and they all have three different threat profiles. For Capitals games, I think that there isn't as much fear of guest interaction with something with a player that's on ice, because number one, they're on skates, they're on the ice, there's a hockey dasher, there's glass that goes up that really provides you know, much more separation between the fan and the player. NBA, you don't have that. The fans sit a lot closer to the court, a lot closer to the players. So the consequences of getting something wrong there are much higher. And then when we look at the different concerts that we have here, we might have, you know, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, where we've got a more older clientele, more senior guests. And, you know, that's a very different clientele or fan base. And if we have, you know, a younger a rave or a, you know, hip hop show or a pop show. So we really got to take all that into account when putting into place our procedures for a particular event. And I think, you know, keeping all that in mind really becomes important for making for a positive fan experience. You can't match, you know, you got to make sure that there's a match between the measures you set and the guests that you have coming in, while also keeping consistent and making sure that you've got, you know, you actually have security.
You know, at the Institute, we study that fan journey, Sylvester. There's over 100 different touch points. And one of the major touch points that we are hearing is issues facing parking. So what are some of the best practices you think for venue security and parking?
I'd say probably the best practice is if you're going to have a parking lot, have it, you know, not directly under your floor. We have parking under our floor. This is a 25-year-old venue. And, you know, so some of the security challenges we have, you know, we can't move a parking garage. So we have to have, you know, we use K9 to help screen vehicles as they're coming in. One of the other limiting factors that we have is there's not that much approach from the street to getting into the garage. So we don't have, you know, if it's peak ingress and we've got 500 cars lined up, they're lining the street, they're blocking businesses, they're blocking our loading dock at a time where we still have to get maybe, you know, visiting team buses or artist runner vans in and out of the arena. And there really just isn't any queuing space. So, parking for newer venues, definitely finding a way to integrate that in so that it doesn't pose additional challenges to your security measures is a really big one. You know, we've had a lot of our guests that park in a garage. We sometimes have to double park vehicles. So, you know, we sometimes get the issue where a guest needs to leave out and maybe somebody didn't leave their keys, you know, so that is never good when somebody wants to leave and they can't leave. We also have a large number of stagehands or overnight workers, overnight crew that have to arrive at a time when the garage is full. And, you know, we've got one way in, one way out, which makes it challenging to maintain operations in an efficient manner with some of the limitations that we have. So yep. I would say, you know, that's something that has to be designed into the building when you're planning, when you're having your architect look at what makes sense. And, you know, I'd say that's probably the first place to start.
Yeah, very good. Now, how do you define in today's sports and entertainment world a great guest and fan experience? What especially at Capital One, how do you define it in the organization, your head of security? How does it integrate with the other business models within the venue? So what's your definition?
So I've thought about this a lot, and I don't, for me personally, when you think of a guest experience, I don't know that how I define it is valid. It really comes down to the guest. You know, I could think I've done everything right and interacted with the guests great and did everything I can. But if, you know, maybe they're having a bad day and, you know, really the perception of guest experience comes down to that guest's perception. Now, there's things I think we can do to aid it. I think you want to make sure that you've, you know, you give them a good time. You try to have answers to their questions. If somebody wants to know, you know, where the nearest gluten-free stand is, you know, the answer isn't, I don't know. You know, it's, if you don't know, you have to find somebody that can help them with that. You know, I think it's going the extra mile, doing those little things to try to make somebody's experience that much better. Being in DC, we do have a lot of fans that attend our events that travel. Maybe they're visiting DC, maybe they're coming to watch a visiting team. Maybe they're fans of the visiting team. Maybe they're in DC touring the monuments and everything, and they want to catch a game. So we also have to keep that in mind. For the most part, you can spot tourists, and it's always fun to, you know, are you from here? If not, where are you from? You know, people love talking about where they're from. You can ask them about how their experience has been in DC. And, you know, I think those are the finer touch points that really make it so that somebody enjoys and wants to come back to your venue. But again, I think all that focuses on how the guest experience is, not so much what my definition of customer service is.
Yeah. Well, how has Genetech helped you with the fan experience?
Genetech, it helps in many different ways. You know, I can think one time we had a guest who you know, was here with their family, and the guest went missing. This was an older guest, and you know, we were able to work with the family backwards to try to track their movements within the arena, bringing them into our control room, kind of getting a description and seeing where they were on camera, you know, in real time, was very helpful in finding where that person went. Now, I think that person ended up, you know, they got tired of the event and went outside, and their phone died, so the family couldn't get to them. But knowing, giving them the information that they weren't, you know, they didn't have a trip and fall, they didn't experience a medical emergency, was really good feedback to provide to the guests in that moment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking there was this one show that we had where I think it was one of the artists left a briefcase as they were loading on the bus. And again, being able to leverage our cameras to see that, you know, it actually left the venue. If it went missing, it wasn't something that was left here, or there wasn't anything nefarious about their time here that caused that to go missing. So we really rely on that a lot. We use an incident tracking system. So if any internal employee has a video request, you know, they can log into the system. It gets tracked, it gets triaged, and I've got a security manager that can assist with, you know, pulling investigative video to try to help find, you know, those items, you know, video review and stuff like that happens.
Wow. It's very fortunate that you're working with Genetex and your integrator, you're able to provide the capabilities, right, to service the fan and to make sure they have a great time at the Capital One Arena. Well, listen, we want to thank you
much. Real quick, one other sure. thing I'll mention sure. that is you were looking at some analytics packages, and I know there's one that we were looking at, BriefCam, which again integrates with Genetex.
Yeah.
That can, you know, there's capabilities that lie outside of security as well, in terms of people tracking, looking at, you know, which concession stands get the most traffic. You know, if there's, you know, a new promotional display that we've got, seeing how many stops and looks that gets. So those are, you know, as we kind of look to lean a little bit more into analytics, you know, I think those are the things that we're looking at, finding ways to provide additional value outside of just a security benefit to other departments. Maybe it's something that can drive revenue. Maybe it's something that can increase the fan experience. So those are definitely things that we're talking about, and we're asking those questions, you know, early on in that process before getting, you know, down the road and thinking, oh, I wish we'd have thought about that sooner.
Yeah. Well, the key here, I believe, is that with the open architecture that Genetex gives you, you're able to do just what you just said. So as time moves on, you can grow the capabilities for that fan experience because you have the platform to do it. So I think sounds like you're in good shape, ready to go, continue to grow your aspect of the environment. And want to wish you a good season this year, obviously, coming up. And want to thank you, Sylvester. It's been a wonderful time to spend with you here on the podcast. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.